A ministry responds to the U.S. troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. The Roma crisis in Macedonia continues, and funding for Haiti recovery dries up for one ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. President Barack Obama is bringing home 33,000 troops from Afghanistan within the next 15 months. The announcement was met with mixed reaction. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyr, says,
"There is not a great deal of confidence in the Afghan security forces to protect religious freedom."
Although President Obama noted that the tide of war is turning, that doesn't mean the threat is gone. One believer expressed it this way:
"The Taliban has shaved their beards and they've taken off their black turbans, but they're still here."
Nettleton goes on to say that left unchecked, the Taliban could declare war on Christians.
"Their interpretation of being a devout Muslim means that you should attack Christians, that a person who leaves Islam is an apostate and deserves to be killed."
Christians make up less than 1% of the population, but the gospel is still going forward.
"We have contacts within the Afghan church that we provide assistance to. We provide scriptures and other forms of assistance, but as it is very much an underground presence."
Meanwhile, 80 to 90% unemployment and malnutrition are crippling the Roma community in Macedonia. Baptist Global Response is reaching out to these needy people by bringing food and medical help. Many of the Roma people live in settlements and often don't have clean drinking water or enough food, which causes disease. Baptist Global Response is asking for prayer over their ministry as they become the healing hands of Christ to the Roma. Find out more. Go ahead and check out our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The headlines may have disappeared. The camera crews may have left. But Haiti is still in need now more than ever before since the earthquake last year. For Haiti with Love, an organization ministering to northern Haiti, has lost nearly two-thirds of their funding from last year when Americans responded emotionally to the quake. Now people are going hungry and the ministry is in need of more food donations and $15,000 for headquarter repairs. For the full story, you can go to our website. Next, the Lausanne Movement for World Evangelization has named InterVarsity's Tom Lynn as their new International Deputy Director for North America. Lynn serves as Vice President for Missions and Director of the Urbana Student Missions Conference and will continue in that position. Speaking from the Lausanne Biennial Leadership Meeting in Boston, Lynn says,
"Now we're looking towards the future. What next? So some structural changes in terms of how to then sustain the future of Lausanne are being talked about, and those changes are being made right now."
Lynn has high hopes as he works with Lausanne and InterVarsity.
"My hope is that we'll engage the church in North America in global missions more effectively. I'm particularly passionate about seeing the next generation, the young leaders, the students of today, and leaders of tomorrow be engaged in global missions."
InterVarsity's next Urbana Student Missions Conference will be held December 2012 in St. Louis, Missouri. And with thousands of children being held as trafficked slaves in the nation right now, Ghana's in need of some help. Monica Miles with Every Child Ministries has accepted the challenge.
"We have a team that's just gone to Ghana who are ministering in a slum area that's known for child trafficking."
The team will be teaching Bible class in schools where ECM is an open invitation to preach the truth. The hope is for kids to bask in God's love and bring the word to their parents, too. Beyond that, ECM also has child sponsorships in Ghana to help keep kids safe from trafficking.
"Kids that are sponsored and are in school have less of a chance of being trafficked."
The ECM team in Ghana will also be participating in teacher development, staff training, and building relationships. Pray for them.
"That our teams would be able to build strong relationships with the children and with the families, and that the families would be open to hearing the gospel, and that people would come to Christ because of the ministry."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins August 1st. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.